Mr. Thompson, I want you to handle me like you handle your French. No, that's not the phrase, is it? Handle me like you handle a French baguette. Yes, yes.
Okay, so you want me to take you home.
Mm-hmm.
Put you in my bath.
Okay.
Cover you in shower gel.
Mm-hmm.
Light a candle and invite a stray pack of cats.
Really good. What's your favorite shower gel and why is it the tingly green one?
And I think you know why. All right. Anyway, what are we talking about?
So today's going to be really quick, going to be really punchy, just going to get straight into it. I get a lot of messages, and when I say I get a lot of messages, I mean I'm using that as a hook to invite the viewer to give me status. No, I do get this message quite a lot. It's how do you handle the email objection, okay? So we're going to give a couple of ways, very short episode, very bite-sized, very easy. I'm just going to teach you how to handle an email objection.
All right, I'll give you the one that is the number one, the best one, right?
Please.
So scenario is you're into the chat. Yeah, you've got past the problems. You're talking away. For whatever reason, you might have pushed a bit too hard, but you've got this, yeah, I don't really want to have the meeting. I don't really want to continue the conversation. Just send me an email, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So first step with all objections is acceptance.
Yeah.
Yeah? So that's going to sound like, yeah, of course, I'll fire you something over. And then I always recommend just to buy yourself even more time, even more space to say, what's the best email to catch you? And I've got your number here, but for some reason I don't have your email. So I'm getting even more space. There's a bit of acceptance built there. And then the technique here, looping, allows me to loop all the way back to the problem. So just so I'm not firing you over a load of generic info, no one wants that. Out of problem A, B, or C, which one are we focusing on?
Mm-hmm.
It's the illusion of choice. Where people go wrong with this technique is they go, what do you want to see in that email? What's the response going to be to that, Jack?
I was going to say that's the bit where people go wrong. People go, oh, just whatever. Just send me some generic information.
Send me some generic info, blah, blah, blah. No one's ever read that. So when I give them the illusion of choice, which is out of these three problems, when they pick one, I can then move back into qualifying. Give me an example, et cetera, et cetera. So that's looping. And it works really, really well because what we find is often once you're kind of 2-3 questions removed from that email objection, you kind of move on from it anyway and bypass it completely. So that's looping. Let's quickly role play it, Jack. All right.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to just send me an email on that one, mate?
Yeah, of course I can. What's the best email to catch you on?
It's probably jack@jammydodger.com.
jack@jammydodger.com. And Jack, just so I'm not sending you over War and Peace, out of not enough meetings in the diary, not meeting the right types of people or looking to break into a new area or sector, where would you put yourselves?
A bit of the first two.
Okay. That's not... I actually wasn't expecting you to say that. You couldn't give me an example of where the first two come up, could you?
Well... Deep thought. Wow. You know what you did there brilliantly. And I think a lot of people take the move sometimes and play the you can hit all the right notes, but the song might not sound as beautiful, but it's the actor. Oh, wait a minute. It's like you've just invited me to sit down. Oh, I'm so curious now. Go on. Tell me a bit more on that. Then before you know it, the chimp is down. You're having a conversation with the human and it feels like there's a bit more to it.
Exactly. Other ways of handling email objections. I'll give you some rapid fire ones.
Please.
I'll actually give you a story here of where I booked a meeting. So a guy said to me once, look, I won't sit down with you until I've sent an email.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, we've got this funny policy where we don't send out emails until we've actually met with someone. Otherwise, we'd be sending emails all day. You know, all right, I can do next Tuesday then.
Wow, I like that.
Just from pushing back. Now, that was only when the conversation was quite well qualified. Mm-hmm. It was just one of those more analytical personality types that kind of push back on, I need to see something in writing first. The prospecting works really well when you both consider each other as equal.
Yeah.
And then the other one, which actually I don't think comes up that much, but for some reason I see people do this all over the place, is that one, I can't remember the last time I heard anyone do this, that one of like, have you ever had an email that wasn't as good as a phone call or whatever. And I mean, I never hear people actually use it in our team because I think it's probably a sign of another problem.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the early email objections?
Well, I think always, if you've got a tool, there's a reason that we did it first, looping. But I think in those out of the three that I mentioned, what one stood out to you the most? And people say, well, I don't really care, just send me an email. I think that's where you can like double down and you can be like, okay, can I be really honest with you? Typically, when I'm this far into the conversation and no one's acknowledged one of the things that I mentioned and they asked for an email, is a very polite way of saying they're not interested. Is that the case here? I'm a salesperson. I won't be offended if you're trying to reject me. Okay. And then what do I do next? So I'll come back to you. Okay. And if I go away and I use all my best GCSE English, that's one of yours favorites. What are the chances that I'll ever hear back from you? Well, if it's of interest, I think a lot of people go really, really wrong with the email objection because they're just like, okay, cool. Now I've got this email that I'm going to send. I'm just going to leave it. I'm just going to leave it and see what happens. It's
no
like
next steps.
No next steps. You're the salesperson. It is your job to drive the control. Okay, well, I guess I'm a salesperson. I'm a sucker for a next step. What would be fair for me to do next? Well, send me that email and then give me a call. Okay, brilliant. And you can put a placeholder in. I think your job is to work out if they are genuinely interested or if they're not. Leaving the call with a no is fine. But taking an email that's a maybe, but there's not genuine interest, you start to pick up on it anyway. But I think there's so much. I mean, we don't charge for these episodes. It's all free, but I definitely think that we can charge at least £4 for that one.
Yeah, definitely. So the task this week, if we get 10 comments that all say, these guys are absolutely incredible, we will give each of the 10 people who comment £500.
Oh, right. You gave the last guy a grand.
Yeah, but I've got to split it amongst 10 people. So actually, it's more money, isn't it?
Yeah, man. You are bankrolling your way through life, aren't you, Zach Thompson?
I'm bankrupt as well. See you later, guys.
See you later, guys.